And we're joined by Aussie country superstar Casey Barnes. He's got a brand new song out. It's called Come Turn Me On. Casey, this is a sexy song, man. Where did this come from?
Oh, mate, I'm excited to have it out. We co-wrote this with two amazing writers over in Nashville. In the midst of the whole COVID lockdown, we did a whole bunch of Zoom writing. This one turned out really, really well. And the fans are now talking about what quirky merch we could bring out, you know, given the title of the song, maybe.
Yes.
This is or something. Could be interesting.
A little bit of
any ideas, Casey, that come to mind?
On that, let's throw it out to the punters and see if they can come up with something. I don't know. It could go all sorts of ways, I guess.
But I know exactly what everybody's thinking, so we'll just leave it at that.
Better left unsaid.
So tell me, what's the story behind this track? So you're writing it over Zoom during COVID. Every track has a story behind it. This one is a very sexy one. Where did it come from?
Yeah, well, I got to team up with these two amazing writers, as I was saying, over in Nashville, and we co-wrote quite a few tracks on my last album together that actually, funnily enough, my very first number one in Australia was a co-write with these two guys over in the States. And we just were onto a great thing, and we came up with this cool concept for the song where, you know, I guess it's about a guy who's been around the world. He's had lots of fun, but the girl that he's coming home to stands alone. You know, she's the one that means the most. And, yeah, it's basically a dedication to her or a tribute to her. So we thought it was a great concept for a song.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We love it. Now, you just come off the back of some shows at the Adelaide Fringe. What's it like to be performing shows again? I imagine, obviously, during COVID, you were locked down, no live music.
Yeah, it was tough, you know, really tough for everybody in the music industry last year. And it's nice to see a light at the end of the tunnel now where shows are starting to open up and, you know, we've been able to get into Adelaide, Melbourne, Tassie, Queensland, and we're busting to get to New South Wales. You know, it's something that I know a lot of fans in New South Wales have been asking when we're going to get down there, and I guess the only chance we've had so far this year was obviously Tamworth back in January, but we'll be down again soon.
Yeah, amazing. So, you had your big first break in here in the Hunter Valley. Tell us about that.
Yep. It's a funny story, actually. I'll try and give you the shortened version, but way back in 2005, my very first big break in music was I got to open for Bryan Adams for a Day on the Green, which
that's
I guess
insane.
A lot of listeners would know. It was one of these things. When I got the call, I honestly thought back in those days, it was when they used to do the radio crazy calls and do pranks on people, and I thought it was a prank call when I got the call, and I nearly hung up on the guys when they rang me, and I'm like, oh, righto, mate, yeah, good on ya. And they were like, no, this is the real deal. And so we, you know, obviously I'd never done a show that big before, and we'd been rehearsing for months to make sure we had it all ready to go. And it wasn't just the Honey Valley. We did a couple of other spots as well. But it was ended up being bittersweet because we got down there and we're all ready to go. We're backstage, pumped to go out. This freak storm hit out of nowhere. I guess these things happen in the Hunter Valley sometimes. And this huge lightning storm came in, hit just before we were about to come on stage. And the stage manager came into the green room backstage, and we all thought we were good to go, and he was about to say, righto, you're on. And he said, look, I'm so sorry, guys, but too dangerous for you guys to go on stage. Unfortunately, we're going to have to pull you today. So our very first leg of the tour, we got pulled on because of a freak thunderstorm, which was devastating at the time. But, yeah, thankfully the next day, I think we were in Mudgee was the next show, and we ended up being able to play that one, and it was amazing. But I'll never forget that. It was very much a bittersweet sort of memory.
Well, look, please don't let that turn you off the Hunter Valley. Please come back here and play shows. We would love to see you. Before we let you go, Casey, new single, is there a new album in the works?
Yeah, there definitely is. Funnily enough, it's nearly been fully already recorded. We've only got a couple more tracks to go, and this is the first single off what will be the next album. So very excited, you know, to have some new music out and you know, as we said, getting back out to do some shows, and hopefully we can get down and see you guys and actually do a show in the Hunter Valley. It'll be great.
Oh, we can't wait. Well, if this is a taste of what's to come on the new album, it's going to be a hot album, I tell you that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the support, and it does mean a lot that, you know, radio's playing Australian music at the moment. So huge thank you.
The single's called Come Turn Me On. We love it. We can't wait for the album. Casey, thanks so much for your time this morning, mate. We'll catch up soon and hopefully see you live here in the Hunter Valley someday.
You will. Thanks, guys.